Well, happy day to you, my friends. My name is David Robert Jones. This is the Awaken Engage podcast. Today's episode, When Life Gets Real. You know, one of my primary reasons for writing and podcasting is to help others live abundantly, no matter their circumstances. So life is not easy for me right now, like this moment. So I figured I'm in prime position to share. However, as you can see, yep, I'll just leave this in the podcast because this is important. My brain is muddled where I'm at. I usually don't let people see this, so but that's part of having a brain injury. So I don't always want to share after I've learned something. I want people to actually experience, this is how I experience wholeness in the midst of brokenness, in the midst of pain, in the midst of confusion. And so today's sharing comes in the midst of feeling really awful today. Yesterday was the best day I've had in months. I was nauseous only a fraction of the day, and I didn't have to disappear into a dark room at all. I reveled in gratitude last night before going to bed, so thankful for not feeling sick. This morning is turning out a little differently. I feel very nauseous, feel out of balance, kind of confused, as you could tell. I've got this screaming headache. So rather than wait until I feel better to tell you what I did to fully engage with life during the hard times, I'm going to bring you along for a bit of the process. So we'll start here. Right now, I'm allowing myself to move through my body and feel the different physical sensations. So I'm going to start with my mouth, in my mouth, and I'm going to move to my left ear, the inner ear of my left side, moving back out, my left temple, my left eye, my nose, moving over to the other side, my right ear, my inner ear, my right temple, my right eye, moving up to my forehead. And I'm going to fast forward this a little bit because I've practiced this so much. I do this all the time that it begins to come sort of automatic. So I have actually, let me close my eyes and making a sort of, I'm feeling all the way through my body now. Okay. So all the way down to my toes, I'm alternating between left and right as I make my way through the body. And right now I'm just feeling, I'm noting sensations, just feeling. I'm not trying to change anything. I'm just being aware of what is there. And I noticed my jaw was clenched right until I paid attention to it and to the inside of my mouth. It always happens for me. As soon as I started this practice, it happened. I feel the inside of my mouth and all of a sudden they're like, oh, I was clenching my jaw. And then it just relaxes. Instantly. I also right now have this strong sensation of pain in my upper right eye, and there's a lot of heat there. It's hot. And somewhere in my throat, there's tightness. My upper chest and then back up into the back of my mouth, there's a feeling of tightness and constriction and nausea. Most other areas of my body have what we'd call neutral sensations. But as I say that, I'm noticing that in the area of my chest, right above my heart, there's a warmth, like the warmth of a fire on a cool day. Wow, a smile is coming over my face as I'm feeling it. And what I imagine to be probably dopamine, which is a soothing chemical our brain releases when we feel pleasure, is like just releasing through the body. Ooh, it feels good. I'm already noticing there's a welcome change in my overall body sensations. My spirits have brightened. I've got a smile on my face right now. You know, the pain in my eye is still there. There's a headache that's continuing to pound. The sensations that usually lead to a migraine for me are nestled on the top left front of my scalp. And I really don't want a migraine. I don't want to go down that road. I'd like to avoid all of it. I've got a lot of plans for today that I don't want to cancel. Sophia has a performance. Cortisol, adrenaline is now shooting into my bloodstream. I feel it, feel my heart rate increase. My jaw's just clenched. Muscles are tightening, and I've pretty much, I think, stopped breathing. Everything is tight in the chest. Let me do another body scan. I'm noticing the warmth from that area above my heart. It's still there. I'm going to spend a little bit of time there. Feeling its warmth, locating its specific place in the body. Now I'm going to allow myself to go back to that pain in my right eye. It's calling for my attention pretty loud and clear right now. It's right there in the upper corner of the eye cavity in my skull. I'm imagining the exact center, closing my eyes, imagining the exact center of the pain of that sensation. Not making it go away, just welcoming the pain that's here, acknowledging it, and imagining its very center, exact center. Keep focusing, keep going. As I'm doing that, I'm feeling the pain starting to dull. And now I'm going to imagine the outer periphery of the pain. Where is its border? Where does it end? No, not there. Keep imagining. More dulling. The pain is still there. It's actually harder to feel right now. Now I'm going to go back to that warm place above my heart. Oh, it's so good, you guys. It's like it's the warmth of an embrace with a close friend. Wow. As I'm feeling it, there's sadness and happiness in that place. There's some tears welling up. Just letting them be. I'm not trying to figure them out right now. Deep sigh. Deep exhalation. Okay, now I'm going to go back to the right eye. I'm feeling it. I'm imagining its center. Now it's periphery. Oh, wow. I just completely jumped out of the moment. I started to think about how people might respond to this podcast and how I should talk about it on social media so people will know what I'm doing. It's perfectly normal, you guys. I'm telling myself that too. It's perfectly normal, David. It's a little diversion. You want to help other people. I want to help other people. So I'm going to go back to the right eye. I'm going to feel it. Gosh, there's a little tear running out of that eye. Now back to the heart. Big, deep breath. It rises and falls. Just came spontaneously as I'm feeling this place. Now, I'm gonna feel both sensations at the same time, the heart and the eye. Before I do, I'm back to thinking about logistics of the writing and the podcast. Thank you, thinking mind, for how much you care. That's not sarcasm. I'm actually thanking the thinking mind. Thinking mind's going to get a chance to work really hard. But let me get back to feeling some sensations. All right, I'm closing my eyes. Breathing in. Breathing out. I'm breathing in. And I'm breathing out. Feeling both sensations at the same time. My right eye wants more attention. Still a little bit of piercing pain there. Let me go back to feeling both heart and the eye at the same time. The pain is starting to loosen and it's moving toward a, like this imaginary center. I'm feeling it sort of do this blend or integration. Now, I'm actually wondering, my eyes just opened, and wondering, is the pain still there? Let me go back to the eye. I don't know. It may not, it's not completely free of pain, but it's like a 3 on the pain scale instead of an 8 where it was. Noticing my body is relaxed. My muscles are relaxed. There's not tightness in the chest, but there is some tightness that remains. So I'm going to move into breathing. But I'm going to bring you along for that journey in another podcast. So let me take a moment to reflect. First of all, I'm feeling gratitude for my body's ability to send me messages and stabilize itself. I'm super thankful that I'm not fighting the pain this morning. Doesn't mean I'm not, that there's not pain there, but I'm not fighting it and telling it has to go away. But I'm able to be with it as I am with my whole self, that warm heart, all those neutral sensations, as I'm being with my whole body, my whole being. Before I did this practice with you this morning, I was so concentrated on that eye and the sense of a headache, and my thinking mind was on a runaway train for how things were going to go today. So I'm reminded of this quote from Richard Miller that profoundly impacted me during the early days of my traumatic brain injury. I am unchanging awareness in which the ever-changing flow of my life arises. Oh man, I love it. I love it. It's what just happened. I am unchanging awareness in which the ever-changing flow of my life arises. It's this experiential reminder that I am not my body. My body is actually in me. My body is in me. And in this space of unchanging awareness this morning, pain and other sensations and cognitions and emotions have risen and fallen. And there's this knowing that even in the pain, there is wholeness, there's peace, and there is fullness. And if you are in pain today, I invite you to move your attention through your body, allowing yourself to feel the sensations that are present. And be gracious to yourself if you get off track. We all do. It takes practice to train ourselves to be disciplined enough to stay on track, and it takes grace upon grace and compassion for ourselves as we get back on track. And as you feel the sensations, locate them in specific places in your body. No need to fix them or analyze them or even think about them. We're simply feeling them. Yeah, it takes practice. I get it. For us Westerners, we give most of our attention to our thinking minds, to cognition. We are well-practiced analyzers. So close your eyes, sit in a chair with both feet on the floor, or lie down and feel. I start in the mouth and I move my way down because that's how I was trained, but there's no magic way. In fact, the more you do it, the more sensing your body begins to feel like this wave of sensing rather than just feeling individual areas. As you feel your way through the body, allow yourself to be drawn to those areas where there is a sense of something that may need more of your attention. For me, these areas were my right eye and that area above my heart. Feel those areas, then move back and forth between them. If you're feeling some extreme pain, locate the pain. Imagine the very center of that pain. Keep focusing, and feeling until you get to the exact center. And then imagine its periphery. And please let me know how it goes, whether it's on Facebook, which my brain is still trying to wrap itself around again after being off of it for a couple of years. Or Instagram, I'd love to hear your feedback, or email me, awakenengage@gmail.com. But let me know how it goes. I'm going to continue to do podcasts like this, whether you like it or not, when life feels shitty, so that you could know what it's like to feel wholeness in the midst of pain, not talk about wholeness after you're through the pain. I want you to walk in my shoes with me, so you know what to do when you're on your own. I hope you find it helpful. So that's it. May you have a wonder-filled day, my friends, fully present, fully alive.